Over the last year or so, many of us have become enthralled with a public television series, Downton Abbey. This series depicts the lives of the British aristocratic family of the Crawleys and their servants. Some have referred to Downton Abbey as a dressed-up soap opera. Others have compared it to the popular series of the 90s, Dallas. Intrigue and deception certainly had their place in Downton Abbey, as the events of the world at the turn of the 20th century affect the lives of those living in and working on this estate. The audience is brought into a lifestyle that in many ways seems foreign, one in which the Crawleys, the aristocrats, are concerned about appropriate attire for dinner, and the servants worry over the appropriate placement of spoons on the table. There is no lack of attention to intricate detail of decorum in Downton Abbey. Everything has a place, and everyone has a place, and all things and all people should be in their place and stay in their place at all times. Great commotion and upheaval ensues when one of the Crawley daughters falls in love with one of the drivers. They are both out of their place, not behaving according to their station in life. And although much of the cultural divide that were in place in the 1920s have fallen by the wayside in the year 2013, we still do have a sense of place. Right place and right behavior according to one's station in life. That may not be one of the most flattering realities about our nature, but it is true. And it is, in part, I believe, the great attraction, one of the great attractions to this series. It is orderly. And we, at least many of us, thrive on order. We like to know who's who and what's what. We like predictability. Perhaps that's why the gospel makes us so uncomfortable this week more than ever. Jesus and his friends, his disciples, have gathered for the Passover supper when out of nowhere, Jesus engages in the most outlandish, inappropriate, out of station form of behavior. He takes off his robe, grabs a towel, a basin, and a jug of water, and begins to wash the disciples' feet. Peter immediately reacts strongly to this offense, this inappropriate behavior on the part of his friend and teacher. His shock takes the form of a question, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Imagine, if you will, you followers of Downton Abbey, the great and proper butler, Carson, allowing Lord Crawley to wash his feet. Never! It would just not be done. The basest servants are foot washers. Not you, not our teacher. Remember that by this point, Peter has already made his bold proclamation of Christ as the Messiah, the long-awaited one. No Messiah could possibly stoop to this point. Messiahs have people who wash their feet and attend to their every need, not the other way around. It is not done. But Jesus reframes this for Peter. He says, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." And at this, Peter's mind and heart are blown open. And he once again, for this brief moment, understands and proclaims, "Then wash all of me." Jesus centers Peter's impetuous excitement and explains what is going on more fully. "I am doing this for you, to give you an example of how you are to live, not as aristocrats, but as servants." Wow. Have we not understood this so many years later? Why do we still have class divides? How can Christians ever claim to be superior to anyone else? The scene still can be uncomfortable. Not just because Jesus turns social norms on their ear and breaks all the comfortable convictions of his day, but because we still want order, and we still want conventions, and we really don't want our feet washed by Jesus. Even though many of us are quite comfortable going and having folks wash our feet in the form of a pedicure, we're uncomfortable with the idea of Jesus washing our feet. We're probably a bit uncomfortable with the idea of washing each other's feet. Feet that for the most part are kept quite clean and well by comparison. Does it say something about us that we would allow some folks to wash our feet and not others? Do we still have some of those Downton Abbey attitudes? Those places where we resonate with Peter's need to keep order, to keep teachers in their proper place and servants in their proper place. Does foot washing have some meaning of exposure for us? Would we expose ourselves to strangers but not to each other? That does somehow seem easier, doesn't it? It is somehow easier to uncover those hidden parts of ourselves to those that we don't have too much time with, or those who barely speak English, than to allow ourselves to be exposed to each other. There's a vulnerability in that piece that we just don't want to be a part of. When we're exposed and when order is broken, we're vulnerable. And being vulnerable means that we might somehow be hurt. And we sure don't want to be hurt. So we develop order and structure to keep our tightly held selves safe. The first talk at Happening is titled, Please Listen. And the theme of this talk is twofold. The first theme is, please listen to what I am saying and what I am not saying. Pay attention to what I say with my mouth and what I say with my body language, what I share and what I don't share. Please pay attention to me and care about me. The second theme is about masks we wear, masks that hide what we're truly feeling or who we truly are. In each Happening weekend, everyone is encouraged to take off their masks, to share themselves, to their real, honest to God selves with the whole group. Most often it happens, slowly and awkwardly at first, and not for everybody, but for the most part, by the time the weekend is over, the masks have come off. The barriers are taken down, and real community starts to form. In order for real Christian community to happen, those barriers that we put between each other must be removed. Be they barriers of status or class or race or political differences, or those masks that we wear to protect our vulnerable selves from being revealed. In order to truly follow Jesus during this Holy Week and always, we must be willing to be vulnerable, to count ourselves as the least of these. The servants, the ones who give of themselves in every way to everyone at all times. We must be those downstairs. Amen.